Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. What do you think is the number one sign of the times? Maybe you might say earthquakes, pestilences, COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccine, Bitcoin. All of these are potential answers that you might give. But you might be surprised that none of those things are actually a sign of the times. There is one particular sign of the times that is very subtle and nobody really thinks about it. Let me read from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Let's continue reading in chapter 4. He's telling Timothy, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine or endure sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their tickling ears want to hear. So Paul is talking about the last days, and he didn't mention anything about earthquakes, pestilences, COVID-19, cryptocurrency. He said the number one sign that you know for sure you're in the last times is that people will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. They will have a love for money, a love for themselves. Self will be the center of their Christian existence. They will be money-centric. They will seek out people who teach the kind of stuff that they want to hear. So the real problem in the last days is not just that there will be false teachers. It is also that there will be people who are looking to buy what these false teachers have to sell. So Paul is telling Timothy, the time will come when they will not put up with sound doctrine or endure sound doctrine. I want you to pay attention to those words. They will not endure sound doctrine. It makes it sound like sound doctrine is some kind of chore. It makes it sound like sound doctrine is something that's so boring. You much rather something that sounds good. Sound doctrine sounds like eating broccoli when you much rather would eat ice cream. Have you ever heard yourself saying, I don't like that preacher. He's not anointed. Why is that teacher not anointed? People ask this question all the time. And the typical answer that people give is that maybe he didn't pray. Maybe he didn't seek God. And all of that is possible. But maybe, is it possible that you do not have the ability to perceive who is anointed and who is not? That your judgment is so clouded by your own desires that you judge somebody to be anointed because you feel a certain way when you hear them preach. It resonates with the desires in your heart and you feel the goosebumps. That preacher is not anointed because I don't feel the goosebumps. Is that how we judge the anointing? Is the purpose of the anointing to make the hair on our skin stand up? Do you find that what the Bible teaches is not good enough for you? If somebody just preaches the Bible, preaches the word, somehow you leave there feeling empty. That didn't do it for you. You need something more. Have you ever heard people say, God's word is not limited to the Bible? These are the people who cannot endure sound doctrine. They need something new. Do you feel that the Bible doesn't have answers for whatever problem you're going through in life? Well, I'm here to tell you the Bible does have answers. It's just that you may not like what the answers are. So instead, you seek out teachers who will tell you the nice things that you want to hear, people who will tickle your ears. It says, instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. So that reminds me of a king in the Old Testament called King Ahab. So he wanted to go to war and he called in his prophets to tell him what is the word of the Lord. And the prophets told him, you will prosper, you will have victory. And King Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah at the time, said, are these the only prophets you have? Something sounds a little fishy about what they have to say. Is there any other prophet? And Ahab said, yes, there is one more, but I don't like him because he never says anything good about me. He never has any positive thing to say. He only criticizes. So we know how that story went. King Ahab died in battle that day and he never came back. That was the end of him. He chose prophets who will tell him all the nice things that he wanted to see, even if it wasn't the truth. Those teachings resonated with his own desires. And that's how it is today. People seek out teachers who don't necessarily preach the Bible, but they preach nice things that they want to hear. It resonates with our desires. But here's what the Bible says about our desires. It says, let no man say when he is tempted that he is tempted of God, but rather we are tempted when we are led astray by our desires. And desire or lust, when it is fulfilled, it leads to death. Our human desire is for selfish things, for earthly things, when God told us to lay up treasure in heaven. The desires of God and the desires of man are two totally different things that don't mesh. And when we use our desires to determine who is anointed, who we should listen to, who is our favorite preacher, that could lead us down a wrong path. And there's a clear scripture that we just read that says that will be happening in the last days. The reason why these false teachers are so popular is because they teach everything that you want to hear. Whatever you want to buy, whatever the customer wants, and the customer is always right, that's what they're selling. It doesn't matter if it's not in the Bible. They're going to bend the scripture to make it say whatever they want, as long as you feel good. A few years ago, there was a movie called The Life of Pi. It's about this boy, but he was on a ship heading to Canada together with his family, but the ship suffered a shipwreck and eventually sank. But he managed to get onto a life raft without his parents. And strangely enough, on the life raft with him were a hyena, a tiger, and a monkey. So the hyena ate the monkey. Then the tiger killed the hyena. And initially, there was a lot of conflict between the boy, whose name was Pi, and the tiger. They couldn't get along. The tiger wanted to kill him, so he had to spend a lot of time swimming in the ocean to avoid the tiger. But eventually, they learned to get along, and they formed a synergy and a partnership. And for weeks, they were out there in the water. They developed a friendship. And eventually, their raft landed ashore, and the tiger ran away, and people came and rescued Pi. So years later, journalists came and they asked him, Pi, tell us your story. And Pi told them the story about the tiger. So the journalists had a very hard time believing that story because it's obviously not believable. How could you become friends with an adult tiger? And they also said there was no record that there were any animals being transported in that ship. Your story doesn't check out, Pi. Could you tell me what really happened? So Pi said, all right, here's what really happened. There was no tiger or hyena or monkey. I was on a life raft with my mother and the chef, who turned out to be a racist person who didn't like people like us, and he killed my mother, and I retaliated by killing him. So he replaced the chef with the hyena. He replaced his mom with the orangutan, and he was a tiger. So in his mind, he created this fictional story where he coexisted with a tiger, and he did that just to help him to not go insane out there in the ocean. So in reality, there was no tiger or hyena. It was a chef who killed his mother, and he killed the chef. And then eventually his raft landed ashore and he was rescued. So he told the journalist, I just gave you two stories. Which one do you like more? And the journalist said, well, obviously I like the one with the tiger, because obviously it sounds better. It makes for a better book. It makes for a better movie. It's a great story, but there was just one problem with it. It wasn't true. It wasn't what really happened. It was totally a work of fiction. And that is how it is with a lot of modern day teachings. A lot of popular teachers on TV, their teachings sound good, but it may not be true. Imagine you go to a bookstore and there are two books in front of you. There is one that's titled The Power of I Am. And it says, whatever you want, just say, I am blessed. I am the head and not the tail. I am healed. Anything you say after the words I am will follow you and will seek you out. Just say, I am, and you will have all the things you want in life. That's an actual book, by the way. And on the other hand, you see another book that says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Which story do you like more? Obviously, not the second one. The first one sounds a lot better, but there's just one problem. The second one is the one that's biblical. The first one is borderline blasphemy. I am this, I am that. These guys are popular because they sell everything that you want to buy. They know what the needs of the customers are. We want health. We want wealth. We want prosperity. And we don't want to have to sacrifice for it. We want it the easy way. All right? Well, I have something for you. Just say I am blessed. Just say I am healed. And people actually believe that. It's mind-boggling. I want you to think about this question. Why is it that these guys are so popular? Not just among Christians, but among non-Christians as well. Why are they so popular when there was no time in the history of the church when the ministers of God were ever popular? I want you to put the pieces of the puzzle together. They are popular when nobody in Christian history was ever popular. They are preaching everything people want to hear. And the Bible just happened to say in the last days, there will be people who will be teaching everything to tickle your ears. I want you to put it together. Could it be that they are the fulfillment of that prophecy? Could it be that they are the false teachers that Paul was warning Timothy about? Paul's admonition to Timothy was preach the word in season and out of season. The word of God will not always be popular. There will be seasons when you will be popular, but there will be seasons when you will not be, when you will be hated, when you will be called politically incorrect. You will be called a bigot, a hater. They will not endure sound doctrine. But you preach the word regardless. Teach what the Bible says regardless. It is not a popularity contest. It's about laying up treasure in heaven. The other teachings may sound good. They might have bigger crowds for obvious reasons, but the crowds are not an indicator of the anointing or the truth. I think these scriptures make that very clear. If your child just wants to play video games all day rather than study their work, you're not going to let them do that because you know, even though that's what they want, that's not what they need. And God also knows that the things we desire are not always in line with what God wants to give us and what God knows we need. What sounds good and tickles your ears and gives you the goosebumps may not always be what is truth, and it may not always be what God wants. Paul said this will happen. It's a prophecy. It's a Bible prediction. It's a sign of the times. There will be people who will have a penchant for false teachings, who will seek out teachers who will tell them everything their ears want to hear, and they will not be able to endure sound doctrine. So which side are you on? Are you able to endure sound doctrine, or is the Bible just not enough for you? Do you like these teachers who will tickle your ears and tell you all the nice things and give you the goosebumps? Do you love the Word of God? Or do you love to have your ears tickled by sweet little lies? God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.